For years, I thought that my success as an entrepreneur was directly tied to the time that I woke up in the morning. You know, like all of those successful business people books tell us to do. But it turns out what I was doing was actually working with my body's natural ebbs and flows of energy and knocking out the tasks that I struggled to motivate myself to do or stay focused on during my peak energy times. And since task initiation and motivation are two executive functions that many of us with ADHD often struggle with, I wanted to take a little bit of time today to discuss how working with your natural energy flows might be even more important than learning to manage your time when it comes to ADHD. Stay tuned as we explain your ADHD energy levels and talk about a few energy management strategies that can help you to cross things off your to-do list on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. But before we dive into that, I'm Christy Lingo, the ADHD Mompreneur. I created my mom-centered executive function coaching program after spending years in neurotypical programs that didn't account for my neurodivergent tendencies, or business coaching programs that just didn't understand my mom life and the need to create balance. I want to help support your executive function so that you can turn those big dreams that you have into the success that you know is possible. So as I mentioned in the intro, in my humble opinion, managing your energy is far more important than managing your time when it comes to your life as a mom or a business owner with ADHD. That's why I wanted to start out today by explaining how ADHD may impact your energy levels and maybe even answer the question, can ADHD cause low energy? If you've been running around in ADHD circles online, there's no doubt that you've heard the word dopamine mentioned. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter or a sort of messenger that carries messages from a nerve cell to another nerve cell, a muscle cell, or a gland. Dopamine specifically relates to messages that relate to pleasure, learning, or motivation. When dopamine levels are in the normal to high range, you'll notice that it's easier for you to concentrate or focus, that maybe your mood is a bit better, or that you find it easier to start or continue working on a particular task. On the flip side, if you're experiencing low dopamine levels, you may have mood swings, fatigue, or you may have some brain fog. Low dopamine levels really impact your physical, mental, and emotional effort. And inconsistent dopamine regulation is one of those things those of us with ADHD struggle with. Sometimes we have plenty and we're feeling super focused and super motivated. Sometimes we don't have enough and we feel exhausted or unable to concentrate. And sure, as with so many ADHD-related experiences, those in the neurotypical population can and do experience these exact same symptoms. The difference is, those of us with ADHD experience these inconsistencies more regularly and more intensely. There's one more energy-related topic that I would like to discuss before we get into the energy management strategies that I have for you, and that is chronotypes. If you've ever gone camping and you have less access to artificial light or electronics, you may notice that your body falls into a more natural rhythm of waking with the sun and going to sleep when the sun goes down. This may be due to the fact that you have fewer things impacting your natural tendencies and you're reverting to your chronotype. Chronotypes are your body's natural inclination to sleep or wake at certain times. Chronotypes are closely related to circadian rhythms, but where circadian rhythms are tied to your sleep-wake cycle and can be shifted, chronotypes are based on your genes. Researchers have linked chronotypes to the PER3 circadian clock gene, which is a gene that they recognize in people that are known as early birds. When this gene appears shorter, you're probably a night owl. Longer, and you're probably a morning person. In his book, The Power of When, Dr. Michael Bruce, clinical psychologist and sleep expert, denotes four different chronotypes. The lion, which is traditionally thought of as an early bird, has a natural tendency to wake early and have more energy early in the day and go to bed earlier. The bear, which is the chronotype of the majority of society, sees the bulk of their energy between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Since so much of the population falls into the bear chronotype, it may help us understand why we as a society have gravitated towards work from 9 to 5. The wolf is what is traditionally thought of as a night owl. Their peak energy times may show up much later in the day, usually between 4 and 6 p.m. or maybe even later. And finally, the dolphin will experience several peaks and valleys in their energy throughout the day. So what does all of this chronotype mumbo jumbo have to do with your ADHD and energy management? Well, as you can see from this graph overlapping the four different chronotypes as laid out by Dr. Bruce, different segments of society should be doing different types of activities at different times based on their chronotype. As a person with ADHD, it can be helpful to know where your peak energy times fall so that you can schedule any tasks or projects that need a lot of focus or concentration, or maybe you need a little extra motivation to get started during those higher energy times. It may also help you to notice why you always feel sleepy when you have an 8 a.m. meeting, or why you always feel like you're going to fall asleep when you try to watch a movie after 8 o'clock at night. This leads me to wrap up today with some strategies on how to manage your energy levels so you can better cope with your busy life as a mom and entrepreneur with ADHD. First, figure out your chronotype so you can work with your natural energy ebbs and flows. I totally get that you might not be able to 100% control every aspect of your schedule, especially if you're a mom and your kids have one schedule, or you're a business owner and your clients have a different schedule. But when you do know your peak energy times and you do have some control over your schedule, you can prioritize tasks that need more focus during those peak energy times. And it doesn't have to just be related to your business. I used to struggle so much with doing the dishes after dinner. Upon learning that I was a lion, aka a morning person, I shifted this task that I disdain to the morning when I had higher energy levels and wasn't as resistant to initiating that task. This brings me to my second energy management strategy, which is figure out how to boost your dopamine when you've got a task or project that you need to work on, but you're just not feeling it. For instance, let's say you're a wolf or a night owl, and you know that you have a call at 8 a.m. the next morning. You realize that your energy levels will be low at that time, and it may be hard for you to concentrate. A solution may be to plan a dopamine-inducing activity just before your call. Take a run. Get some sun, take a cold shower, or play a game on your phone. Anything that can get your executive function switched on and firing so that you can pay better attention when you're on your call. And finally, remember that rest is an essential element of energy management. And look, I get how difficult it is for us ADHDers to rest. For as long as I can remember, my family has joked that I am the Energizer Bunny because I just keep going and going and going. And to be honest, I used to really get down on myself because I couldn't actually rest in what the traditional sense of the word means. But then I reframed my definition of rest. Now, rest includes activities that I enjoy or that recharge my batteries. It could look like a lunch date with your friends or a date night with your spouse. Rest can be baking cookies or doing something crafty. If it's helping to recharge you, it can be active and still qualify as rest, at least in my book. I'm wondering if you've ever thought about creating a schedule around your energy levels versus your time commitments. Or maybe you have a question about what particular tasks you should be doing at a certain time. Drop me a comment below or leave me a voicemail message at the link in the show description if you've got a comment or question about energy management. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button so you won't miss any of my upcoming episodes of the ADHD Mompreneur, like next week, where I'll be discussing my morning routine and why it is that I do certain things to set my day up for success. Until then, don't forget to let your ADHD journey be part of your success story.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur Podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,